This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
I'm never gonna dance again. Get defeat, I've got no rhythm.
Never cheat, cheaper team. Now you're not a friend.
Hey guys, we just came in. What are we doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Close the door.
Love.
Close the door.
We're
close
making love in here. We're just two guys making love in
close
here.
Close the door. Close the door.
I'll close the improv door.
We were
door.
Fucking.
We were singing our little potato song.
Were you doing it in the Swedish Chef voice?
We do. It's almost like Benny and June, but we make the potatoes kiss.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's almost like Harold and Maude, except we make the potatoes kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
What's up?
Hello, and welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast in three
about
parts.
About potato kissing.
The first part is insanity. The second part, we get our shit together and we do the real show. The third part is plugs.
I'm Matt Orify.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And
insanity, the getting your shit together, and the plugs.
Yeah, and you're all riddiots.
Why did you point to my hair when you said plugs?
I pointed to you for all three.
We like that, right? We like calling our audience members, our listeners, riddiots.
Yeah, they love it too.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
It's official. You're riddiots.
Well, technically, you can only be a riddiot if you go on to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and give us $1 a month. And then you get to be a riddiot and you get to read our newsletter.
Yeah, then you can get the tattoo, enter the secret society, learn the dance.
Hey, people have Hey Riddle Riddle tattoos and it is wild. It's very wild.
I have a question. Can we come up for names of fans who are not really fans, but their partners or spouses are, so they're forced to listen to us in the car?
Okay.
Future divorcees.
Widowers.
patient.
Might yeah,
there are patients.
Yeah,
love is patient. Love is kind. Love is listening to 180 hours of a podcast that makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Hey. my memory keeps resetting.
Aaron, moments ago, you're a goldfish.
Yeah.
Well, it all
in many
the
ways.
The snack that smiles back, baby.
Wow.
Wow. Is that what you say during sex?
That worked out so well. I've never been that smooth.
If I call someone a snack that smiles back, I get fucking canceled. Then they would go around telling it about herself.
Aaron,
all the time.
You're a fucking back. Aaron, you're a fucking snack who
and
smiles
smile back.
Back. Smile for me.
Okay. So I have a story for you.
Ooh. I'm going to
get into
this sleeping bag.
Should we get around the fireplace?
You might have noticed I wasn't at World News last night.
No. Great show.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, you were there. It was fun.
Oh, can I say I had one of my favorite, maybe my favorite moment of the last year, which
Rude.
Is I played a pirate and I was trying to make a withdrawal at a bank and Rob asked me what I do and I said, I'm in sales. Which I thought was very funny as a pirate.
Pretty good.
And then
that's not the funny part.
And then
this is the funny part.
And then I said, how'd you get this job? And he goes, oh, I got my dad worked here, so I'm a bit of a legacy. And I go, legacy? Oh, is this because of my leg? Because I lost my leg at sea?
It was.
Did the audience stand up?
Crickets. Absolute crickets.
No, really?
No, they loved it.
But they did love it. And it was very cool because it was very unplanned for Rob to say that and for him to have. And Adel, earlier in the show, had lost his leg at sea as that pirate.
But so. I focused on leg. And then as I said legacy, I was like, oh, shit, that's leg at sea. And it was very satisfying.
That's a real snack that smiles back moment.
Absolutely. So finish your story.
So I had a lot of Hey Riddle Riddle fans message me yesterday saying they're at World News and that I wasn't there. And so I was like, oh, what a bummer. But I
so
was
anytime
at,
you're not there, Riddits will message you and say, you're not here?
Yeah, basically.
What a fucking treat.
but, wow, that's truly the snack that smiles back.
I was at a charity event in the suburbs. It was my boyfriend's mom created this charity with her friends, and it does really well, and they have this big charity like ball every year that has mm-hmm. like a theme. One time, Sean and Harrison Lott got paid to be mimes at it. Have you ever seen those
pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome. We went to that.
And then Harrison just acted as a mime for weeks.
He was stuck.
He was stuck in it.
So I'm at this charity event in the suburbs. It's a real small town vibe. I'm so tired. I'm meeting Sean's pediatrician.
Small town vibe.
I'm meeting all of
his
friends.
Eating
parents.
Sean's pediatrician?
I'm meeting them.
What a real small
town vibe.
Can I
say small town vibe is the name of my Twin Peaks vibrator?
Ew. I'm just drinking my sangria, minding my own business, and this woman comes up to me, and the first thing she says is, I don't know who you are, but what's your name? And I was like, what? And she was like,
I don't know who you are.
And I was like, my name's
Aaron.
And then she said, are you in a podcast? And I said, yes. And she said, I have two friends. They're introverts. They're very shy. And they think they recognize you, but they're really unsure that it's you because why would you be here at this charity event?
And why would you be looking so sad if you're so successful?
And why are you
drinking sangria and eating a pediatrician?
Drinking sangria, putting 10 tickets in one of the raffle baskets to win it.
I don't know who you are. What's your name? Okay, you have sangria all over down your dress.
I don't know who
Please
you are.
Please leave.
But I have a very particular set of skills. It's helping women covered in sangria.
But I met two Hey Riddle Riddle. They were also Magic Tavern fans. But
oh, nice.
Hey Riddle Riddle fans.
That's awesome.
At this charity event in the suburbs in
That's
a state
wild.
That I'm not even from. And they live in Joliet. They have three kids. And I was so confused. And I was like,
Each?
I don't think they're going to believe me.
They're a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Interesting.
They have, yeah. And they, I was like, I'm going to tell JPC and Adel I met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I, of all the places to meet fans, that
joints.
Is the craziest place.
I will, a lot of times, I will be at like the grocery store and I'll be like looking at, fucking dried pasta. And I'll hear from behind me somebody be like, baby don't know. And I'm like, sorry. And they're like, baby don't know. And I'm like, okay, man. And they're like, hey, Adel. And I'm like, oh, did we go to school together? And they're like, no.
Why would I say baby don't know?
Yeah. And I'm just like, just say hi, like just introduce yourself. But I've been like,
you famously don't remember any of your quotes and catchphrases.
Any of my quotes. But my favorite one was, I've gotten recognized a little bit like around the country, but I was in Times Square with my sister and a woman ran up and goes,
throwing your hat in the air and spinning around.
I was like, oh shit, this isn't Minnesota. Milwaukee, shit, fuck. But I was in Times Square with my sister and a woman ran up and goes, I'm so sorry, this is going to be the craziest question if I'm wrong, but are you Chaunt the Badger? And I stop dead and I go, what? And she goes, I am so sorry. And I go, I totally am.
That's amazing.
I'll go to like, I was at a Starbucks the other week and I said, are you on a podcast? To the guy who was working there. And he was like, no. And I was like, that's right, I'm on a fucking podcast. And I
remember this voice.
I threw my coffee at him.
But anyways, it was one of the funniest places to see. I was like, hi.
That's wonderful.
It also, that's only ever happened to me in front of my boyfriend's parents.
That's cool.
And well, they're beginning to think that I'm paying these people to say these things.
Can I ask? That's where a significant amount of the Patreon goes, is to pay people at Aaron's life to prop her up. What was the charity? What was the charity?
It is called Hugs.
Give them a plug.
Plug them with Hugs.
And actually, if anyone wants any information about donating to it, they do a lot of really good work. It feels like sort of a local Make-A-Wish, but they do lots of different things.
Interesting. And you can donate directly at BernieSanders.com.
Yep.
I will say, I don't know how you two feel. I will say, if you ever see me in public and you recognize me, please say something. I was at an antique store in like Anawan, Illinois, or somewhere around that, Galva, Illinois, with my mom. And we were just hanging out, shopping for antiques like we do. And somebody tweeted like an hour later, like, I saw you at the antique shop. I was so nervous to say hi, but I recognize you. And I'm like, you would have made me an absolute star in front of my mom. So please, if you recognize me, say something. Even if you just throw a bagel at me or something, like, just please make me look cool.
Throw a bagel at me.
I can't do it on my own. I need your help.
Before Mariah and I were dating, we used to work together. We were on a work trip together.
Oh, unprofessional.
Very unprofessional. We weren't, nothing happened. We weren't, like I said, we were not dating on this
Nothing happened.
Work trip. Well, we fucked and, you know.
Oh. Never mind.
No, nothing happened. It was a work trip. And it was, again, like I said, before we were dating. And
we were on a break.
We were on a break. And I was doing this presentation for these commercial real estate brokers, and my like computer wouldn't work. And someone at the hotel that we were at gave me like an AV cable or whatever to plug in my computer. And then we were sitting in the airport like hours later, and I got a direct message on Twitter from someone who was like, this is going to sound weird, but like, are you in New Mexico at this like conference? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, I'm like the AV guy that gave you a cable. And then I was in the back of the room, and then I heard that you were JPC, and I was like, how many JPCs can there be? And I was like, you're
that. If all goes as planned, 100,000 by Monday.
First of all, my clones can't spawn that fast.
Yes, they can.
They're mostly just common legs at this point. You asked.
You're mostly just common legs.
Come and legs. I fell in love with you. Come and legs.
I'm so sorry.
But Mariah did think it was very cool that there was like just a person, a random person in New Mexico who was like, you're that person.
She said like, wow, I'm beginning to see you differently.
Mm-hmm. And then
my best friend is
a tale as old as time.
Eggs.
She's beauty and you're the beast.
And now she's helping me build my cum and legs army.
What are they capable of?
Just like the Empire.
Everything.
Wasn't Boba Fett famously just cum and legs?
It's true. What are they capable of, Aaron? They can't be stopped.
So this has been 10 and a half minutes of madness. Let's get into the conceit of the show.
This is a professional podcast where you do puzzles.
Professional podcast. So I am Old Man Publes, and we are going to start off with, I enjoyed doing these last time. These are what I called last time Hink Pinks. What I've now learned, and I'm so
problematic.
A little bit. What I've now learned, they were actually invented by 20th century humorist George S. Kaufman, and the real name of them is Stinky Pinkies.
Can't get worse, but it seems to be.
All right, I'm so sorry, but I need to see a scene. Adel, you're George S. Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
You're at this gentleman's club, and we're all sitting around like on leather chairs smoking cigars, and you're telling us about this new thing you've created, but no one can giggle anytime you say the name of what it is.
That's how I invented the washing machine.
Very good machine.
A good machine.
Very good, of course.
Yes, very good. What did you have? You invented anything?
Bourbon.
Leather.
And talking down to women.
Wow.
Wow.
Marcus Kentucky, you've done it again.
quite an accomplishment.
Cheers. Yes.
And Daniel Whirlpool, I want to not sneeze at what you invented. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the washing machine and also hot tubs.
And telling women to smile.
And forcing women to smile.
with
my great personality.
And clean wash. They say, in the inventing business, ABC, always be clothing.
Well,
clothing.
Keep your chin up, Harry. You haven't invented anything yet.
You'll
but
invent
we,
something and we'll be mean to women.
actually, I have invented something, and it is demeaning to women.
That's very cute. That's very cute. Of course you have.
Of course you have.
Very sweet, Harry. You've definitely.
I invented it right now. Go ahead and smell my finger.
Oh, boy. How to say no to this?
I think you just invented Hamilton. Say that again.
I couldn't possibly.
All right. You want it to smell your finger?
Yes. Is there cocaine on it?
There was. There's residue for sure.
Here I go. We did it the same time. We almost kissed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
But we never would because of our homoeroticism.
Oh, yes.
Keeping that alive and well.
The reason I want you to smell my finger is because I invented something that I call the Stinky Pinky.
Okay, yes. Now, I did notice that smelled awful.
The what?
I call it the Stinky Pinky. Now, what it is two words that rhyme
Sure.
We all went to the same inventor school. We have successful inventions.
Okay.
And you invented the Stinky Pinky?
Yeah, so let's say that I have one of my digits on my hand that overstays its welcome at a party. That might be called a...
Stinky pinky.
A linger finger.
Oh.
Do a few more.
A few more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if I had a puppy who lived inside a bayou or swamp? That might be called a...
A dog.
A muddy dog.
What is it?
Well, it's a stinky pinky.
I have one.
Pinky. Or a bog dog.
What if you clean a window with only one finger?
Okay, you'd be... Windex.
Index.
Yes.
Wait, did you just invent Windex?
Yes, I did.
The world will truly be a better place when I'm dead.
A bunch of crows will fly into doors now because of my Windex.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of crows will fly into doors
Isn't
because
that what
of windows?
Happens? Isn't that Windex?
So you're going to put Windex on doors.
Clear
glass doors.
Marcus,
don't
Kentucky,
you remember those ads?
Son of a bitch.
Don't you remember those ads?
See.
But don't you remember those ads?
No.
Those crows who are like, I'm going to try flying in the house.
Oh.
Because there's clearly no door there.
This
they're
is
like,
a
don't
fucking
do it,
fever
Larry.
Dream you had.
Don't do it, Larry. Remember what happened last time? You almost died. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And he goes and
Aaron, you're
and
not
going to
trick
right
me into
door.
Googling your Hungry Howie's pizza commercial.
Oh, my God. Ever heard of me?
I am not
we get it aired during
it.
The Super Bowl.
You guys, in a couple different states.
Ooh.
I'm big time now.
South and North Dakota?
People are calling me like just equal parts. It was like J-Lo, Shakira, Aaron.
She's bigger than no half in the Virginias.
Look at that, I'm still Jenny from the block.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to do these.
All right, so here's some stinky pinkies.
So we get the premise because that scene expertly explained it.
Yep, so it's going to be two words that rhyme. You have to figure out what the answer is from the sort of definition. Number one, Mrs. Onassis's tan pants. Oh, it's hard to say Mrs. Onassis's.
Cows or trousers.
Kennedy.
Mrs. Onassis's tan pants. Tan pants.
Jackie khakis. Hi, my name's Jackie khakis.
All right, Aaron.
I need to see a commercial.
I gotta see a commercial.
Fuck.
This is.
I've never felt more valued than I do right now.
This is a car dealership, but you don't sell cars; you sell car keys, and it's Jackie's car keys.
Yeah.
It's a Boston car dealer. I can't stress this enough. There are no cars on this dealership.
Hey, welcome back to Jackie's Khakis. We have the size lot of a car place, but we only sell khakis.
Okay, Jackie, we need that cleaner. Can you take that again?
Oh, of course. Here I go. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome to Jackie's Khakis. I'm Jackie's Khakis herself. Our car lot is like this car. It's the kind of car lot that has cars on it, but we have no cars in sight.
Okay, Jackie,
we have khakis.
We got to take that again. You said that your name was Jackie's Car Keys. That's... Okay, that's the name of the business.
Great,
okay.
And this business goes under. Jackie, you spend a few years living with your parents, and then you have a new idea. You're going to start selling fat bees. So this is the first commercial for Jackie's Fat Bees.
Hi, I'm Jackie's Khakis, and I sell fat bees. My khakis commercial went under. I tried selling khakis after that, but after that, it's fat bees.
Okay, Jackie,
bees
are we
going,
have to stop.
What's up?
I just didn't like the take.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm spiraling. All right. Oh, God, that put
me in
my
head.
That's
a tight spiral. You should play football.
Holy shit. We cut to me playing football.
What do we do?
Hi, I'm Jackie's Khakis. I'm about to throw the football behind me. I'm the one who throws it under my butt and up.
Seed. You know how a center throws the ball under their button up?
Am I wrong?
They throw it under their button up.
Okay, from now on, when you're watching football, remember what I said, everybody.
Under your button up.
Well, that sucks, Aaron, because this is going to come out after the Super Bowl, so people aren't going to be able to watch football for like another year, I guess.
Google it. I don't have to tell you.
That's what JPC tells dates that he's going to, where he's going to put his penis, and then what Pixar movie they're going to watch.
Google it.
Under their butt.
Under the button up. I got it. Under the
okay,
butt.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. That was funny.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Adel, that was another pirate moment. I don't want you to brush by it.
Thank you. I lost my leg at sea. Number two, an introverted insect.
An errand worm.
Oh, sweetie.
Are worms insects?
No, but I did get Aaron Worms one summer in college. It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Oh, you just watched a bunch of Dawson's Creek in your bed alone and cried?
I sat in a Dawson's Creek and I got Aaron Worms in my butt. Shy fly.
It is a shy fly.
Hell yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Like
this is going to be
in Super Mario.
Japes, you're going to be a shy fly. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're going to be an Aaron Worm. Mm-hmm. And the two of you are at a party for a mutual friend's birthday.
I've never really seen you out before.
You know, I actually come to a lot of these parties, but I'm kind of just like a wallfly.
Yeah.
Or,
well, do you want to see my party trick?
Oh, I'm with someone.
Oh, no. It's like sort of just like a funny, like, cool
okay,
thing
yes.
I can do.
I'm sorry, I thought you picked
me. All right, don't be scared. I'm just going to split my body in half because I have two hearts and then slither away in two different directions.
Could you please not? Because I only have like 4 more hours to live and I don't really want this to be the last fucked up thing I see. Is that okay?
I don't really know if it's fucked up. It's kind of natural. It's like sort of just in case anyone steps on me.
Can we reset? Would you like some poop? I'm going to have poop.
Hey, babe, who are you talking to?
This is Brett.
Hey, shit. Welcome to Earth, right? Welcome to Earth.
Brett, this is Jim.
Yeah, you're Earthworm, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
Do you want to see me split into two? Because I have two hearts.
Is this a sex thing?
It can
Don't you
be.
Fuck yourself?
Oh, like, oh.
We're gonna
I have to go home.
We're going to need more poop.
No, I'm going to go home.
Same. We're going to need a bigger poop.
Would you kiss you if there was two of you for a day? Do you think he'd kiss you?
No. What the fuck?
Yes, you would. If there was a clone of you, you wouldn't kiss them?
Why? Well, if it's coming legs.
I'm so embarrassed.
What do you mean? Yes, you would.
If
you
had,
Adel's being very incredulous that he would not kiss his clone.
Adel,
it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing to kiss your clone.
So, Aaron, the minute you saw a clone of yourself, you would run up and kiss it?
Normalize kissing your clone.
First things first, I smell it.
Don't king shame.
First things first, I smell it.
You smell your clone.
I smell my clone.
You would smell your clone knowing full well what you smell like.
Yeah. I don't know what I smell like. Do you know that my sense of smell is pretty bad?
Yeah.
Because I put too much eye cam up my nose.
From being around you, I do know that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So if I smell bad, guys, know it's because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And Zycam is like a kiss cam?
Yep.
Let's put it up on the Zycam.
I also want to see what my side profile looks like.
Mm.
I want to give myself a back massage.
What is happening?
I wanna give myself a sweet kiss. I'm not gonna have sex with me.
I would make what fucking leaps are these?
There are 100,000 people who are listening to this who agree with me.
The minute you meet your clone, you make them like go to work for you, or you have them chores around the horse.
You give them a massage and you
I have
give
so many horse chores
smell.
I need to get done.
I defy you today be fine.
I'm a horse
keeper.
Okay. Look it in the mouth.
Okay.
Look it in the butt.
That horse was a gift.
All right, fine. He got it. Look
train
it in the
to
butt.
Be a police horse.
You're a man after my own heart.
Put some shoes on it.
Sure.
And feed its soul.
You're telling me that if you don't have like a list of things that you would do with your clone, if you had like your clone for a day, you and your clone for a day, you wouldn't like both jerk off and go
what?
First.
What is this?
I want Casey. Can you play this? I want to see a scene. Casey is going to play some montage music under this, and we're just going to see a day of you with your clone who sounds just like you, and all the things, the misadventures you two get. Up to.
Are we going
to
be playing his clone?
No, we'll just be us.
Okay, gotcha,
he'll be his
gotcha,
clone.
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
It's an Adel scene with Adel.
Really hoping I could do my Adel impression.
So it's me with my own clone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Real bump set situation.
Unless JPC, you want JPC to be your clone.
I'll be your clone. Okay,
good.
Hold on.
But you got to do your Adel impression.
Oh, yeah, no, before we start, can you just give me some base Adel so I can slip into the impression?
Hi, this is Adel.
No, but do it in your fucked up goofy way that you do.
Ooh, this is Adel. I'm talking in the microphone.
Okay, I can do it. Everyone who listens to this podcast say we sound exactly the same anyway, so sounded look very similar.
Oh, good morning, Adel.
Oh, good morning, Adel.
Ooh, nasty little boy.
Ooh, time to slather up some pancakes, huh?
Mmm, get the nasty pancakes. Ooh, yeah. All kiss right. My dick.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Adel.
We just woke up again, Adel.
Mmm.
Ooh, that was a good little nap.
Can I see you from the side?
Ooh.
And now the back?
Okay.
And now in front of a car? Good morning, Adel.
Good morning, Adel.
What do you remember from yesterday?
We did side profiles, I think.
Smack. We're going to do smack.
Ooh, let's
You're
shoot up.
You're my best friend.
Good morning, Adel.
Good morning, Adel.
I don't feel like going to the Hey Riddle Riddle recording.
Yeah, me neither.
What?
Oh.
We're both sick of this podcast?
Everyone is.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because it takes about 40 minutes to get into three riddles?
No, it's because JPC's cum clones kind of ruined the whole...
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Another back massage and a little kiss? Don't mind if I do.
Aaron's in there alone. Should we say something?
Oh, fuck you.
Scene.
No, I walked right into that.
Scene.
I'm a snack that smiles back. I'm a snack that smiles back.
I
couldn't stop thinking of the, I was distracted that entire time because I couldn't stop thinking of the, do you remember the old commercials for Fig Newtons?
Oh, yes.
Where it's like,
no.
It's like a, it's something
shit.
Along the lines of like, a cookie's just a cookie, but Fig Newton's fruit and cake. But I couldn't stop thinking of like, a cookie's just a cookie, but a clone is coming leg.
Your brain is truly broken.
How are you sick of this podcast?
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Can you give us more of these fucking riddles then?
Yeah, here we go. Some more stinky pankies. This is a parsimonious wool producer.
Parsimonious wool producer. A damn lamb?
A what?
A damn lamb.
A damn lamb.
Damn lamb.
What to do with
a
that?
Damp lamp.
Damp lip.
Ooh, you think lamps produce wool?
A deep sheep.
Oh, you're getting close.
A
deep sheep, something they do in Wales. I'm so sorry, Welsh listeners.
I
really like the Welsh accent.
All I know is Catherine Zeta-Jones and Tom Jones. All the Joneses are from Wales. Do we know any other Welsh?
A lot of people on Love Island.
Oh, they have that Welsh grape juice.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So is sheep right?
Sheep is right. What do we think parsimonious means?
Parsimonious. Oh boy, this is a fucking college word.
Imagine
a deep sheep.
That's what James guessed.
Oh. Fell into a very deep sheep.
A beep sheep. A jeep sheep.
A parsimonious.
Sheep.
Someone who's parsimonious.
Cheap.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cheap sheep. How about an inebriated animal that emits a bad smell?
Hey, drunk dog. That dog not drunk.
An
errand
worm.
An errand worm.
I got to see a scene.
An inebriated zebra.
Japes, you're a drunk. Japes, you're a drunk dog.
No, acknowledge inebriated zebra.
I refuse to.
Zebra is not an animal.
You know why I refuse to acknowledge it? Because I'm Adel's clone. He's at home in bed, and I'm here, and I mostly come in legs.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I really want a t-shirt that says inebriated zebra. And it's just a zebra drinking a martini. Please, guys, please.
Absolutely not.
No, a zebra drinking a Bloody Mary.
Can it just say I've been zebraated and have a drunk zebra on it?
Inebriated zebraated.
We got it. So we're moving on and we're canceling the podcast.
I want to see a scene. Okay. Japes, you're a drunk dog, and Aaron, you're the bartender trying to cut him off.
One more. One more.
Closing time. You don't have this. You can't.
Closing time. One last time for Eskimo. Come on. Hey.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Meow. Sorry. I'm just a cat sitting at the bar. Did he say one more or rum more?
Technically. If it's just rum more, you have to give it to me because it's part of my existing drink.
You guys, you've been making eyes at each other the whole night. It's time to decide to go home together or kiss on the sidewalk or something, but you just can't continue to flirt in here.
We
can't. It's a will-they-won't-they situation.
I don't want to go home with him. He's a bad boy.
Yeah, and I don't want to go with her. She's a prissy goody-two-shoes.
Lick my pussy.
Okay, yeah, I don't get paid enough for this. Also, maybe you're animals.
Maybe we'll have a little catnip.
Excuse me, I'm an inebriated zebra-dated.
Sorry, guys, I don't know if you... This is my boyfriend. He comes and I give him free drinks for the last couple hours
of my shift. He comes and you give him free drinks?
He comes here.
I gotta get that deal.
But he doesn't get you
I off? Come and he gets free drinks.
That should be the t-shirt.
Can I get you guys an Uber?
Do we know an inebriated animal that emits a bad smell?
Drunk. Skunk.
Drunk skunk.
That's it. Former President Clinton's medicine.
Intern ass.
No.
No, that's true.
No.
No, he was a sex criminal.
Intern. Former President Clinton's medicine.
We're on her side for that.
Bills. Pills.
That's right. How about a blouse made of soil? This is something Aaron might wear. From Dress Barn.
A blouse made of soil?
I would love to be the Dress Barn spokesman.
All right, Aaron, you got your moment of
this
sun.
Is Jackie's Dress Barn.
Hi, I'm Jackie's Khakis, and I'm here at Dress Barn. Do you want to wear this kind of dress? It has a blue print with a little bit of flowers. Over here, there's another kind of dress. It's the sort of dress your aunt would wear at a wedding. I'm here with several aunts here at Dress Barn. They're buying their nieces homecoming dresses and themselves dresses for daily life.
Adel, Aaron's been there for like an hour.
Should we say something?
You guys. I know who I
Somebody will watch The Nanny.
Can you do the Swedish chef doing closing time?
Closing time. Release key for the key for safe it is your beast. Get a beer.
Birdie. Casey got up and left. Yeah. He just charaded, fuck this place.
I was working to deliver.
No, veto.
Rhymes with
a little bit of beer to keep my life. A little bit of
ooh, dirt shirt.
What was it?
Dirt shirt.
It is dirt shirt.
Bernie, Bernie, Vern, Bernie, 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 Vern. Turn, 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 turn,
turn, turn, turn, I was blue, David, deep, deep. How about a particular looking goatee? I'm sorry, a peculiar looking goatee.
Peculiar looking goatee.
A weird beard.
That's weird a weird beard. Aaron, that's a weird beard. And you're listening to 107 FM in the morning.
You both have beards.
Yes.
True.
Correct. Would you like
should
me
I,
to?
Should I start wearing a fake beard to live shows?
Yes.
Aaron, I will pay for it if you wear it.
Okay, I'll do it.
Aaron, when you go to live shows, you've got two fake beards. That's Adele and I.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How long have you had a beard?
I've had a beard since my neck surgery. I've had a beard since, boy oh boy, off and on since college, but I've maintained a beard since maybe 2008, I want to say.
I think I was probably 20 when I grew a like weird chin strap goatee thing that did not look good. Mm-hmm. But I was probably wasn't until I was like 22 until I had like a beard.
But I knew you when you didn't, right? Did you always have a beard the whole time in Chicago?
I had a mustache for a
you
long time.
You used to
time.
Have like a yeah. like a Salvador Dali mustache.
I had a huge mustache for like about a year.
But did you have nothing ever?
There's been a couple times in Chicago where I've gone clean shaven, but what it is for me is that I do not like to shave, and it takes no effort to grow a beard. Like mm-hmm. you basically have to do nothing, and then you just have a beard. So that is my preference.
It's also nice to not. I was going to say, it's nice to not go into the Chicago winter with aftershave, like with a raw face.
I would never shave until like summertime.
I would never shave for this beard is looking great.
When I met you on Sarab and Jason's porch at a party, mm-hmm. and we talked about
what is his origin story?
That's where we met. That's where the first time.
And the first time JBC and I talked
about Veep for like 20 minutes. And I remember being like, that guy's really funny. And then the next time I saw you, I remember not recognizing you.
Because I didn't have a beard?
Because it was one of those was an inverse of the other. Your facial hair changed.
That's interesting. It's been very little time that I've spent without a beard. Not counting the mustache.
It's also possible you had a mustache one of the times and then a beard the next time I saw you.
The mustache was like a couple years ago.
Let's figure it out now.
Let's do it.
This is the best time for it.
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Do you notice how I'm winking? Mm-hmm, this is the best time for it.
Sure. I thought you were having a stroke, honestly.
Oh, I am.
Well, let's take a little break.
Adele's going to go to the hospital. Right. Aaron and I are going to figure
no
it
need.
Out.
No need. I'm a clone.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Kill me.
That's right. Sure.
Kill me.
I forgot you.
We'll be
clone.
Right back with less Adele.
No.
Kill me.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies. It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
to an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to. She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are clones.
No, we've killed the clones. They're stinking in a pile over there. The clones are dead.
I didn't clone myself. I just split myself in two parts because I have two hearts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two That's parts, fine. Two hearts.
See, mm-hmm. On CBS this fall.
Twins.
One of them dies. One gets both hearts. Two hearts. One part.
God, I love to have two hearts. I don't have four hearts like a fucking space marine.
So let's cast two hearts. That's going to be Kevin Hart and Melissa Joan. Hart.
Yeah, those are the two hearts.
They're
that
twins.
I can think of.
Oh boy!
And it's just they remake one of the Mary-Kate and Ashley mystery movies.
Just the Parent Trap. They
Who
remake
stole
the Parent Trap
the Great
again.
Hope Diamond? What killed the dinosaurs?
So this episode we haven't done a ton of riddles. I'll come clean. I'll be honest.
Fine, you caught us.
The listeners would have never known unless we told them.
Well, we haven't done a ton, but I do want to mention that we are working with a finite resource. Riddles are basically, I don't know, fucking coal, right? There's a limited amount. There's no more dinosaurs making, because dinosaurs famously pooped coal. Mm-hmm. There's no more dinosaurs to make coal, right?
Yeah. So Yeah, there's not one in my backyard that I'm keeping safe from people like you.
More coal, Mrs. Aaron?
Are you kissing that dinosaur?
Please don't make me go back down to the coal mine, Mrs. Aaron.
That's horrible.
In my head,
him and I were like, I was like protecting him and he was my friend.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a dinosaur slave who've got making you coal.
My God.
Let's just say I have a dinosaur as well, but I keep him in the bedroom. He's a Pegasaurus.
The bedroom, I'm a triceratop.
So something I thought we could do.
You guys! This is the most fun we've ever had. Everybody just relax.
Something I thought we could do to sort of, like when you sneak into your parents' liquor cabinet when you're a kid and you take some bourbon, you might put some water in to help dilute that and make it last a little longer. So something I thought we could do is try out some new segments. These would be reoccurring segments that we introduce that don't burn a million riddles so that we can keep doing the podcast for a long, long time. How does that sound? Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like the listener got way more information than they needed behind our secret plan.
Interesting.
But I love it. And I think that we should do it. And I think that they'll forget this.
Great. So for this first segment that I'm going to introduce, what I need us to do is, one, I need us to have a lot of energy. Is that okay, Dr. Sleeps over here?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, we're getting pulled over. Hold on.
Hold on. Hula hoop.
Be cool. Everybody be cool. The podcast is getting pulled over. Hold on. Oh, let me handle this.
Okay. Hold on now.
What seems to be the problem?
Do you know how fast you were going?
Well, we're about 35 minutes in, so...
Never answer that question.
Sorry, I don't know. I don't...
Can I see your license and podcast registration, please?
Yep. Here's a certificate from HeadGum that says I am able to do a podcast. What was the other thing you needed?
It says you're adult to do a podcast.
Shit. Okay. Yep. I don't have a license.
I have a license. It's just a picture of Jake and Amir that they gave us.
Okay,
this is a license to a podcast on this network.
Japes, that is a rake and a beer. You are holding a rake and a beer.
I love the podcast.
All right. What are some reviews that you've gotten? What are some like iTunes reviews?
Greg from Colorado famously called us boring and uninspired.
A lot of people. Most of our reviews are either not enough riddles or too many riddles. Mm-hmm. So
there's
we can't win.
There's one review from a user called My Grandma that says, "How do I rate the podcast?" That's a 1-star review.
Well, one of your backlights is out.
Really?
And it says here, I just did a little bit of research on you. It seems like Aaron is underappreciated.
Wow.
Huh. Well, keep an eye on that.
Can I see your badge?
Give me your gun.
Get on the floor. Get on the floor.
You're under arrest.
Okay. Squeal like a piggy.
I have lots of energy. That's all to say that I have
I
tons
love
of
telling
energy.
A cop, can I see your badge? The answer is always no.
Can I see your
no.
gun?
Great. So for this first segment, we need some energy. So what's going to happen is just to this sort of rhythm, like da 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 da.
That's fast. That's so fast.
We're going to list animals doing or holding something. So we might say a snake with an egg roll, 20 eagles fucking. Right? Does that make sense? A horse with a trumpet.
Doing something or holding something.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And it could be any number of animals? Like you said 20 eagles.
We're just gonna try and yeah.
Can you explain it one more time?
So literally any animal doing anything.
Okay.
So the examples I gave were a snake with an egg roll, horse with a trumpet, 20 eagles fucking.
Got it.
Here we go. Da da da.
A prairie dog with a hand grenade.
A chinchilla with a McDonald's bag.
A fox with a cup of coffee.
A dolphin with a mustache.
A zebra with a cocktail.
A dolphin without a mustache.
A monkey with a hand grenade.
And that brings us to...
Wait, I want to keep going.
That brings us to our very first animal parade.
We beat it two animals and two items in our six things that we did.
I want to play again.
Well, you said something that rhymes with parade, a monkey with a hand grenade. Uh-huh. That brings us to our segment, Animal Parade.
This is a segment within a segment?
No.
No, the name of the segment is Animal Parade.
The name of the segment is Animal Parade. Great. This was all the lead up to me announcing it.
Oh. What? Okay, fine, but can we do that again? That was so fun.
So versus getting into the segment, you'd rather replay the intro?
It was so fun.
Wait a second.
You guys are the fucking worst.
Wait, that's not the segment? That's the intro? I thought that was the segment.
You are the fucking worst.
Your fault.
Literally before the podcast, I said I'm going to introduce a segment. The only thing I ask is to go with it. And you guys go... What do you think we're going to do?
How the fuck would we not know that that was the segment? We embraced honestly, it with open arms, having no idea that was the intro to the segment.
I thought that was the segment. I loved that segment. But hold on. Who said grenade first?
You think I would just explain a game, put a title to it, and that's the reverse engineer that...
Did I say grenade first or did you say grenade first?
You said grenade.
And then
I stopped it to say animal parade because that's the name of the segment.
But how did you know I was going to say grenade?
I didn't.
Holy shit, then that's amazing.
That's why I stopped it to move into the segment... But
I swear to God, you explained it like this was the segment.
I regret nothing. Oh. Okay.
Can we play again?
I'm going to throw up. All I know.
Here we go.
Casey, do not touch this episode.
This episode
is perfect as it is.
Okay. A cheetah with a cactus.
A horse with a whisper.
A kitty cat with a boat.
Beaver doing push-ups.
A monkey with some lemonade.
An eagle with some pink lemonade.
A bat missing its dad.
A rhino with a superiority complex.
That brings us to Animal Parade.
Yay!
Bum, 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 bum,
flawless. Bum, bum.
So Animal Parade is a segment I'd like to introduce.
Can we also name the segment that we just did?
Yeah, can that be the Addle's Mad
that's
segment?
That's always how we get into Animal Parade.
Okay, love it, love it. Gotcha. Okay, we're ready.
Yeah. What do you got?
I used to be Addle, now I'm a clone named Maddle.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read a brief article about something going on with animals.
Sure.
Because here's the thing. Animals are a mystery, right? That fits into the show.
And the rest is history.
Much like space, animals are a mystery.
Yeah. I wanted to be a zoologist before I went into doing what I do, theater, which is the exact opposite of being a zoologist.
Bullshit.
Which is the exact opposite of helping people.
Yeah.
Well, some theaters are zoos.
And you two know that my favorite thing in the world to do, and I did it several times last night in World News, is to play animals.
Yes.
So I thought to do something with animals, and that brought me to Animal Parade. So I'm going to read an article about what's going on in the animal world, and then I'm going to give you all a puzzle or a riddle having to do with animals, and we'll have to solve that.
Okay,
make sense?
Can we comment on this article as you read it?
Absolutely. That's the point of it, is that it's fodder. It's something that's not a riddle that we can use for inspiration and scenes and kind of talk about.
I love this.
So that we have some longevity. So the article I found is from the Washington Post. The title of this article is, "If emotional support animals are banned from planes, some people say they'll stop flying." Now, Ollie is a 35-pound, 4-year-old obedient school graduate who can roll over and shake on command. He is also a seasoned air traveler. The miniature golden doodle has flown in the plane cabin dozens of times, always without incident, according to its owner, Tracy Halama. But Ollie's flying days may be numbered, because he is an emotional support animal for Halama's teen daughter, who suffers from anxiety. The transportation department last week proposed allowing airlines to treat support animals as pets rather than service animals, which have been trained to perform a task or function for a person with disabilities. How do we feel about that?
That's not good.
No, that's awful. Why would they do that? Person's name is Halama. That person's just a llama. That's a llama in disguise.
Here's a quote from the president of the Association of Flight Attendants. It says, "The days of Noah's Ark in the air are hopefully coming to an end." Although wacky animals get the most attention, the transportation department says the vast majority of emotional support animals on planes are dogs. So they're going to call an end to this, which seems like it's going to be...
No more dogs on planes?
Very, very sad. No more dogs on planes. But no more snakes on planes.
No emotional support dogs on planes. But like if you're like blind or you have like a disability, that's not like an emotional thing. You can still... Right?
Right.
They
said
it's service animals.
That's still really bad.
It says here, the proposed rules seek to address conundrums that mushroomed as more animals have taken to the skies, the most controversial of which may be the proliferation of emotional support animals. Training is not required for support animals, about 751,000 of which flew in 2017. The current regulation's broad definition of a service animal has allowed all manner of species to board free, a duck, a marmoset among them. Huh.
That emotional support animal thing is, it's also just like insanely easy to do. You basically like pay $100 online and you get a certificate and then you have an emotional support animal.
I was on a flight late last year, and as I was falling asleep, I felt something.
I was sleeping on a flight late last year.
And I felt something, I thought it was a human like grabbing my legs, and yes. I freaked out, and I was like, there's a killer, there's a killer coming up from under my seat.
That is a great screenplay idea.
It was terrifying. It was the most I've legit been fearful of my life.
Was the dog behind you?
It was under the seat. Yeah, whoever the owner was put it on the floor and took the leash off. So it was just running around the plane, and it ran under my seat and like was grabbing at my feet, and I thought it was like a small killer.
Grabbing. Right. The dog was
Name
grabbing.
Of my movie is Small.
Small Killer. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are boarding a flight. I will be the ticket taker or flight attendant. And Japes, you will be some sort of emotional support animal for Aaron. Okay, ticket,
here,
please.
Here you go.
Okay.
And I don't need a ticket because I'm I'm emotional support animal.
He's with me.
Huh. I'm so sorry. I don't want to make any assumptions.
He's my emotional support man.
I'm an emotional support. A man's an animal. And
so
I'm an animal.
So you're bringing on an emotional support animal, which is man.
Yeah.
And therefore not needing a ticket. Therefore getting clearly what is your boyfriend or husband on the flight.
No,
for free.
No. We're not.
We're not. No.
He's
my
pet.
We're not. Yeah. I'm a pet. I'm an emotional support animal.
I don't need to know your
animal.
Sex life. Okay. If you're an emotional support animal, I need to put you through the rigmarole. I need to see... You're training.
Okay.
So go ahead and sit.
Yeah, sit in here.
Okay, I'm sure. Take a seat on the chair.
Why not?
Okay, go
Cheers
ahead.
Here. Cheers. Okay.
Go ahead and beg.
Oh, please let me have your Netflix password. Oh, come on. I'm not going to look at anything weird. They don't even have porn on there.
And I want you to roll over.
Okay.
What carrier do you have? AT&T?
Oh, yeah, but it's...
I want to see you roll over your minutes.
Well, it's infinite minutes.
Roll over your minutes.
Nobody has rollover minutes.
Okay, then I can't let you on the flight.
Well, okay, come on, man. I mean...
Honey, emotional support animal, why don't you just roll
Wait,
over
what,
on one of your
is
ideas?
Is his name Honey?
Yeah, his name's Honey. Why
okay,
don't you roll over
out.
On
honey
one of your ideas? Like, sort of like roll, like, you know what I mean? Like, different kind of roll over.
Well, I'll roll over. You start talking about something, I'll start talking about something that interests me. You say that you don't like it, and then I'll immediately backpedal.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't wait for the Super Bowl.
Don't like it.
Oh, yeah. More like superb owl.
Yeah. Football is just guys throwing balls under their butts.
Sports ball? Can we get more passes, please?
Well, I can't help but notice that you do have a superb-looking owl on your shoulder. What is that?
Oh, this is my master. This is Hawkins.
Scene. Wonderful. So let's get into the second part of Animal Parade.
Okay.
Which is some sort of riddle or trivia or quiz or puzzle that you all have to solve involving animals.
Aaron,
involving
don't animals. Show how disappointed you are that there isn't an actual animal parade coming through the studio. Do not let it show on your face.
Well, after what we mentioned was in the parade, we don't want to see that.
It's just monkeys and dolphins with grenades.
No, I want to see the bat who misses his dad.
His name is Bruce Wayne. So here we go. I'm going to give you all 2 minutes on the clock. And what you have to do...
I only need one.
Okay. Aaron, you heard.
I need no minutes.
What I need you to do is come up with at least one animal for every letter of the alphabet. Again, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Starting with A, going in order through Z, you have to come up with an animal for every letter of the alphabet.
Okay, hold on. Ready? So, are Aaron and I...
We're a team.
Are we doing it co-op, or are we doing it one by one?
Let's do one by one. Here we go.
Oh, but we can help each other out.
Sure, but I'm not going to give you time to think about it. Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Put your computer away, you fuck.
He's going to keep track.
Yeah, I'm keeping track, stupid.
You better. Here we go. Start.
Aardvark.
Bat.
Cow.
Dog.
Eagle.
Okay, I'm already going to remove 1 point for not saying donkey. Eagle, go.
Uh-huh. Fox. Do you want me?
Yeah, help. You can help.
Great ape.
Great ape?
Yeah. That's
horse.
It's a type of ape.
Do you mean a gorilla, my man?
Gorilla.
Gorilla's horse. A great ape.
You can't use a fucking...
horse!
adjective.
Hello!
Fine. A gorilla is one of the horse. Great apes.
Iguana.
For
horse.
H, heavy
iguana.
Dog.
Horse.
You fucks.
Horse. Iguana.
Jaguar. Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Llama.
Lemur.
Llama. Okay. Lemur. Okay.
Great. Aaron has to do the next five.
I've been doing all of
them.
L-M. Mouse. Newt. Penguin.
Oh, orangutan. Orangutan.
Orangutan. Penguin.
Q.
Q.
And Q is not an animal.
Quail.
Rabbit. Snake. Turtle.
Can't be mythological.
I wasn't gonna say unicorn.
This is the most stressed I've ever seen Aaron.
Oh, what?
What?
What's a U animal?
No, I know there is some.
Can we skip and go back?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, we
what?
Can. Yes, we can.
No. U
this
animal.
Is, my friend, this is Animal Parade. I made the rules.
Is an umpire an animal? Oh, God. What the fuck is...
Okay, this is something...
Do you know one?
Yeah, it's something you might have for the adventurous sushi eater.
Umami?
It might be a little spiky.
Oh,
urchin.
Urchin. Yep.
Okay.
T-U-V. My brain.
Okay, this is a carrion. It's a type of bird.
Vulture.
Vulture. V. W. Whale. X. Is there one that begins with X?
Xbra? Zebra?
I can think of one.
One that begins with an X.
Sure.
An excited
xylophone.
Ape.
Xylophone.
X-ray eel, maybe?
Okay. Why? Why?
Okay, think of Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Think of the Benny Hill theme.
Yurt.
Yep, exactly.
Nope,
Yurtity Cirque.
Yeah.
And then a zebra.
Zebra.
Yay! You all got it in 2 minutes and 38 seconds, which means we have to redo it with all new animals.
Okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
The hominidae, whose members are known as great apes or hominids. Bullshit. Learn your fucking science and get back to your fucking animal bullshit.
How do we like Animal Parade?
I loved it. Loved the intro. Intro's very fun to do.
Should the intro just be the segment?
Yeah. No.
Are there other, so legit, are there other animals that begin with U?
Let's look it up.
What other animals begin with U? Do you
okay.
know?
Underwater ape.
Mm-hmm. Underwater ape sounds like a Cartoon Network Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
And all it says is underwater. Underwater. It's like grape ape, but drowning.
Yeah.
Sea urchin.
Urchin.
Umbrella bird.
Umbrella bird sounds fake.
U-R-I-A-L. What is this?
Uriel?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, like
Little Mermaid?
No. there's a Ulysses butterfly.
Wow.
Unicorn
okay.
fish.
This is a narwhal.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot.
So most of those are also just like, again, adjective, like the unicorn fish or the... Ugly bird.
What is this? Wait, the umbrella bird is very fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fun vibe, great vibe.
I think I saw those on planet Earth. and they make like a little dance.
Yeah, that's where you would see them. I don't think you'd see them on fucking Mars.
Oh, I'm obsessed with those birds who flirt. Birds who try to be sexy for other birds,
flirty birds,
are the funniest things. I used to post a lot in my Instagram stories. You know those videos of birds flirting for other birds?
I really don't.
They like spin birds around the circle. They're like, whoop, 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 whoop. They're birds of prey. And they're like, whoop, 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 whoop. And then they like change their eye color. And then they bow.
That's what
and
I'm talking about.
And they do like
about.
Sexy
yeah.
stuff.
And they like click.
Yeah, they're like, and they just like do little like spins.
And they
flirts.
Hop right and left. And then another one, the female will come and watch and be like, no thanks, hard pass.
Or she'll like shit on him and be like, yeah, we're in. We're freaking, this is on, my dude.
I know that's the reason why like male birds have plumage and like very colorful plumage, because if they're sick and they're like shitting all over themselves, it would cover their plumage and like bird shit.
By plumage, you mean they're puffing clouds?
Vaping? Oh, yeah, they're vaping, dude. They're fucking blowing.
Guys who vape are freaking hot, dude.
Yeah, birds that vape. Google birds that vape. That's the hottest thing.
Let's go into. We're gonna do one more. We're gonna do another segment. We might do a third one. For this next segment, I need to step out of the room for just a moment. Okay. So you two entertain yourselves.
What do we talk about when Adel's not here?
Oh, Adel.
Yeah, that's true.
How tall do you think Adel is?
6'1".
Okay, and that feels right.
Yeah, you're 5'9", and I'm 6'11".
Yeah, wait a minute.
6'1" is accurate. Do you
oh,
know
my
who's
God,
also 6'1"?
Hitler, Mussolini.
Hitler and Mussolini were both 6'1".
Hey, Puzzbot, do you have a clone? We were just talking about clones earlier.
No, I don't have a clone.
Okay.
But if I did, I would kiss it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same girl.
Yas, Queen Puzzbot.
Yas, Queen Puzzbot.
Puzzbot, what segment are you introducing?
Are you hosting a segment, Puzzbot?
I'm hosting a segment. Would you like to hear the title? This is the title leading into the segment. This is not the segment itself.
Is there
Let
a
me
game,
be clear.
Is there a game that goes with the title?
No.
Oh.
Oh, good.
All right, we're ready, Puzzbot.
Yeah, what's the title, Puzzbot?
The title of this segment is Beep, Bop, Zeep, Zorp, It's Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse.
So there's a song that
what
goes with
the
title.
What the fuck? Puzzbot, did you kill someone?
Is this yes.
a fucking JPC? What the fuck do we do?
Is Puzzbot going to pull out a body that we have to yeah. tell him whose body this
oh,
is?
Oh, God, Jesus. Oh,
here's
no.
how it goes.
Jesus.
I'm going to pull out a body. You
no.
have to tell me whose body this is
no,
and how
Puzzbot.
I killed them.
Oh,
let's see. Squeezed to death with metal claws.
Correct.
Squeezed to death with metal claws.
Correct.
Squeezed to death with metal claws.
You've played this before.
I have, Puzzbot.
You win. No, joking. I was programmed to joke. I was programmed to do two things. Three things. Solve riddles. Tell jokes and feel pain.
It'd kick ass and chew bubble gum, right?
I was programmed to do two things. Be a snack and smile back.
Goldfish.
Oh, good, Puzzbot.
Here's how this segment works with Puzzbot.
Sure,
Let
Puzzbot.
Me repeat the title. Beep, bop, zeep, zorp. It's Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse.
Gotcha.
Trivia Corpse is a catchy name.
Sure.
Fact.
It's a Wednesday morning. No one wants to hear the word corpse.
Trivia Corpse.
Come on.
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you about someone who in history died in an unusual way. I will give you three options in how they died. You will have to guess which is the right option.
Okay.
And will we be familiar with this person?
No.
Got it.
Probably not.
Sure.
Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the first one. Brazilian man Joao Maria da Souza was killed in 2013 when a blank fell through his roof onto him as he slept.
Well, now I know
well
why
first
he didn't
of all, rest in
calls.
Peace. That's so sorry. That's,
yes, so sorry.
Yeah.
We should not say full names. Let me beep, bop, zeep, zorp this out. Mm-hmm. When a blank fell through his roof onto him as he slept, was it a robot?
Okay, was it a unicorn fish?
What are you doing?
I
explained
we,
how
I know,
the segment
okay.
works.
I thought I would do a callback. Go ahead.
Let's do a callback to Animal Parade. A cat with a piano.
A robot with a friendship bracelet.
Oh my God.
No,
he made one.
I did.
Puzzbot has a best friend.
Sucking up to
JPC.
Puzzbot.
Yes. Well, Puzzbot's my new best friend.
You suck up to Puzzbot. Puzzbot sucks down on
you.
No, Puzzbot. Puzzbot.
I'm a Triceratops. Not interested, Puzzbot.
All right. Okay. All right.
Daddy was made to slurp.
What's option B?
Just call your dick ramen. Because I'm a slurp that snalty
Uh-oh,
snack.
Uh-oh, Puzzbot.
Malfunction. Yeah. Malfunction.
Let's just recalibrate.
Right. A is robot.
Here we go. A Brazilian man was killed in 2013 when a blank fell through his roof onto him as he slept. Was it A, a robot? B, a cow? C, a car? Answer, please.
Cow. I'm going to say cow. Cow seems the wildest of those things.
I'll go with a car, just to have a different answer than you.
The answer is cow. A cow fell through his roof onto him as he slept, crushing him to death.
Was the cow like on the roof on purpose? Was this a prank?
What do you think?
No.
Do you think this man had a fucking
farm
right?
roof? Sure. I went to see a scene.
There's a place in Wisconsin where there's like goats that live on top of the roof.
But isn't that true though, that cows can't go downstairs? They can only go upstairs?
Let me check. Fact, that is correct.
I think that's an urban legend.
That is correct. Aaron is underappreciated.
Mm-hmm, taking, all right.
Puzzbot's really coming in strong with these endorsements.
I went to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are playing a farmer.
Sure.
Aaron, you are playing a cow.
Okay.
Wow. He went from compliment to Aaron, you are playing a cow.
All right, I'm ready.
Wait, hold on.
No,
let
no,
me
I
roll
wanna
over
do it.
On
I wanna
that.
Do it. No, 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 no.
Let me walk that back.
I'm
Shit.
Excited.
Cows can't go downstairs.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Move over. I want to watch the movie with you. The
go
movie.
Back, go back
with
to
you.
The barn, okay?
No, come I want to watch the movie
come on.
With you.
We can't keep doing this, Bess.
Come
okay?
on.
No. Hey, no.
Let's watch Twister. I want to see one of my own fly through the sky.
Bess, we can't keep doing this, okay?
How come?
I let you watch Ghostbusters with me on a lark one time because I was feeling lonely, but it's time for you to go back to your barn.
But I love movies.
You've only ever seen Ghostbusters.
And I love being inside with you. It's warm in here and there's popcorn.
Can I ask you a question, Bess?
Yeah?
The way you talk. Are you a ghost? Did you die or did I die like in Sixth Sense and I could just see a dead cow?
We're both dead.
Wow, that was not even one of the options I presented. Okay, we're both dead.
Time for the scene to end.
Puzzbot.
End of scene.
Come on,
Closure, Finn. Was that a good edit?
No, it's so abrupt.
It hurts so much more when Puzzbot ends your scene.
Yeah.
It's not warm at all.
There's no joy, no love.
No love.
Here is the next trivia corpse. Please say that you are ready.
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 Please mean it. Have energy. Please have energy. Shit, hold on, we're getting pulled over. Oh, everyone God. Be cool.
I don't have a license.
I'm a robot.
I'm just pulling you over again today. Are you appreciating Aaron?
Yes, I am.
And you have plans to continue to appreciate her?
Here's a
yes, I am.
In a mirror.
Officer, can I see your badge and gun?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, blam, blam. Blam, blam.
Oh,
it works. It works properly. My best friend is dead.
All right, I'm ready. Go.
Here we go. Here is the next one. This is the next trivia corpse. A Canadian lawyer was trying to prove that the glass in the windows of a 24th floor office was unbreakable by throwing himself against it. It didn't break, but it did do this. Did it A. shatter and he fell to his death? B. pop out of its frame and he plunged to his death? Or C. a robot killed him?
Huh, well, so he said it didn't break, so it couldn't have shattered.
So I guess it just came out of its frame.
Well, or a robot killed him, which I believe...
You know, let's go with that one,
He was trying to prove that the glass was unbreakable, but who knows what happened.
Oh, okay.
It could be an Elon Musk situation.
Sure.
I think it came out, it popped out of its frame.
I think it also popped out of its frame.
Like a man who's at Men's Warehouse, he popped out of his frame.
Is that true?
The thing you said about Men's Warehouse?
That's horrible.
I don't think so.
You are correct. It popped out of its frame.
What year did this happen?
I went to see a scene.
That must have been so traumatizing for people to watch.
Aaron, I want you to be someone who's trying to prove that the glass is unbreakable.
But also for this guy, he was wrong. So it's like, it's doubly bad.
Like, oh, there's all sorts of nightmarish
it's
things.
It's tragic, and everyone afterwards is like, he was also wrong.
Repeating self. I'd like to see a scene. Aaron... You are trying to prove that the glass is unbreakable. And go.
Okay. You guys, check this out.
You think this glass was an unbreakable?
Yeah, this glass was an unbreakable. Look, wait, come over to my computer.
How can you prove it?
All right, come over to my computer.
It's me, office man.
All right, come over to my computer. Look. There's a freeze frame of... And stop. Fast forward and freeze. Look. That's that glass.
I mean,
is it a different
glass?
That could be CGI.
It's in a diner.
That could be CGI.
By his hand.
No. That is the glass.
Prove it now. Here and now.
Okay. Let's just go up.
I love my wife and kids.
Let's just walk up to the glass and ask it. All right. Hey, glass. Were you? I'm so sorry to bother you.
Excuse
me.
I'm with my wife.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I'm with my wife.
Were you an unbreakable?
Are you?
I'm so sorry.
From unbreakable?
I hate bothering celebrities like this.
This happens to me so often. No, I was in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just as good.
Well, you look like you're famous,
just
so I just knew
funny.
You were in the business.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Can I just say I am a human man playing a character?
You're a robot. You're definitely a robot.
Puzzbot, you really took over the scene.
End of scene. End of scene. Improv done. Here is the last one.
Okay, Puzzbot.
This has been Beep, Bop.
Finish it.
Shit. Beep, Bop, Zeep, Zorp, Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse.
Yeah, we're just going to call it Beep, Bop, Shit, Puzzbot's Trivia Corpse. That's the new name.
Here's the last one.
Okay.
Robert Williams, a Ford assembly line worker, is the first human in history to have been killed by blank. Is it a car?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a light bulb? Or is it a robot?
It's a robot. This is the one time it's a robot.
I feel like Puzzbot really wants us to guess that it was a robot.
It's a robot.
I would say he was killed by the unending and never-ending gears of capitalism grinding on further and further, pushing him into a career where he was forced to be killed by a robot.
Ding, 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 ding. That is the wrong answer to Buzz.
Puzzbot, you got to recalibrate your Buzz answers. I get my hopes
recalibrating
up.
does not compute.
Was I correct?
What was your answer?
You got killed by a robot.
I didn't jerk off for a whole year and I recalibrated.
Aaron, bingo, bingo, hot, ta-ta-ta.
Oh, that's actually
you are
good.
Correct. He is the first known man in history to have been killed by a robot. He was hit by a robot arm that killed him.
That's horrible.
Just so you know,
I'm
I was
so
not
sorry
there.
To his family.
Sorry to this man.
Puzzbot, why did you have to bring that up? Like, what? That you weren't there.
And this guy, and you weren't there, Puzzbot?
I was not there.
Why even say that?
Huh?
We weren't even going to ask.
But was any member of your family there? Like a father or something?
Does not compute.
You've got really strong arms. Was there like an arm bot in your family tree that may have been there, Puzzbot?
Maybe.
Can we have Adel back,
fucking
Puzzbag?
Murderer.
Yes, of course.
You're
let
a murderer,
me go.
Puzzbag.
We have to go
get
do
him.
Plugs.
Let me go get him.
Get the fuck out of here,
Puzzbot.
Oh,
Adel's back.
Hey.
Adel.
Sorry, I have my segment ready. Ready?
Adel, I don't like Puzzbot.
Why not?
If he's creepy.
He's a murderer.
Well, hey, okay, come on. We're all murderers.
Adel, anything to plug?
I have a few things I want to plug. I want to plug...
Can you pick one?
Well, I want to plug Puzzbot in so he can return.
No.
I want to recommend people go check out Season 3 of Offices and Bosses, which is a D&D-type Magic Tavern spinoff, is now on Stitcher Premium. We have a few episodes that will be out by the time this releases. You can go to Stitcher Premium and sign up, I believe, using the code MAGIC to get some money off, so please check that out. The first episode stars JPC.
Features.
Features. Well, I listened to it, and it stars you. So please check that out. We also have Steve Waltine returning as a series of bats, Brooke Bright as Flower, Jamie and Sammy, a bunch of fun guests. So please check out Offices and Bosses Season 3. I also want to recommend that you check out our review crew, which is our $8 tier on Patreon. We have a monthly live stream. We also have a new review of Twin Peaks up, which was a GD blast to record, and I really enjoyed. And the last thing I want to do is thank Nick Kelly and Jessica Haddle, I think her last name is. Sounds like Addle. But they sent me, after I mentioned I want to keep reading the Animorphs series, they sent me 25 Animorph books.
Wow.
That's so nice.
That's very cool. Do you now, is your set any closer to completion?
Absolutely. After I got 25 Animorph books?
I didn't know if they, did they send you like 1 through 25 or did they send you the ones you were missing?
They sent me a bunch and all of them are ones I did not have.
Wow, that's so cool.
I'm very excited. Thank you so much, Nick and Jessica. James, anything you want to plug?
No, I would just plug that if you if you're a member of our Patreon and you liked our last Hey Rid D&D session that was hosted by Rush Howell of the wonderful Here's the Situation podcast, we will be doing another one, episode arc. So be on the lookout for that. We'll have like new stretch goals associated with it. It's very cool.
Those episodes were so fun to record.
And these are very fun. These are very fun.
Funny.
Yeah, I won't say any more. And that's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and then also follow Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter. We love seeing when you tag us in fan art and when you let us know what parts of the show you love. It's just really nice to talk to you there. That's it.
And Aaron,
uh-huh.
One place that you would love to talk if there was oxygen would be...
Oh, Jupiter, for
I guess
sure.
I'd like to plug a few things.
No, go away.
Fuck off.
Bye forever, 0110.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo Creator.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.